Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
So, what's been happening since last session that you'd like to share?
So, lots of changes. So, my manager is changing her position. So, she's her last day is actually Friday. So, I have that going on. And so, I've been sort of in my changing job, and so the person that I've had supporting me is not going to be here. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And, sounds like it.
Yeah. And so now I am trying to do my best to find my way in my job and determining while she's still here how I'm going to be supported. Because one of the things in this role is that because it's over so many modules, is that each product has its own representative, but there's no overarching representative. So what I've been doing in the last couple of weeks is reaching out saying we need an overall arching like product manager for platform to try to get, I'm trying to make traction and movement because right now there isn't anything. And I also reach out to our VP because we need someone because I don't have someone as a go-to. And my manager has really been the one that's been supporting me. And then if I don't have that, Who will I have as a strong supporter? So that's one of the things. So she actually has someone, it's another manager that has been an advocate for me on another project that she said that, you know, I could reach out to. So which is good. So I'm trying to build a new support system. But that's, so one of the main things that we've been talking about is my work-life balance and balancing this job. So I'm trying to break the patterns, which is what was in that email, of what I've been doing and trying to make a lot of changes. And so I don't go back into that old cycle. So how can I start fresh and make it so I can fix issues that I have noticed in the past that I have fallen into and then catch them before they're happening.
Mm. Well, that sounds like a pretty important topic for today. Is that what you'd like to focus on?
Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned starting fresh, breaking the patterns. What has evolved for you in that regard since we last talked?
So whenever I noticed that, so one of the main things that happened is that I was falling back into those old cycles, and that was one of the main things that I wanted to stop. So one of the last things that we were talking about was how easily it has been for me to fall back that way. So what I said I would do is that I would make more time for my family, which I've been doing. It has hindered some of my activities, but I had to start somewhere, right?
Yes.
So that's what I've done. So I've put down the work as much as I can and started breaking the cycles as much as I can. So that was the first thing I did. So I've been noticing, like, I'm working too long and then stopping it. So I've been making myself more aware. That's what I've been doing.
Great. So do you, what does that look like or feel like? Like, what are you noticing when you're able to break the pattern?
It's so the first thing I feel is it's hard. So because it is a pattern, so I feel like the pull of I can't, it's hard for me to do it, and then when I'm doing it, I feel good. It, of course, it makes more work for me, but in the long run, I feel better that I did it.
Mm. Got it. So how do you know at the end of a given day that you've achieved the new pattern?
Wait, what did you say?
How do you know at the end of a given day that you've achieved the new pattern you're longing for?
I don't know that I've broken the pattern yet. I do know that I'm making an effort to stop it and that I am focusing, like right now I'm focusing more on my family. Mm-hmm. And I'm also, well, I do know that I'm breaking the pattern of working longer hours because I stopped it. So that pattern I am stopping. So I'm not working as long. So I have set a time, I'm not working that long, and I've actually been saying I'm not doing it. Like, I've stopped it. So that I have stopped. And there will be times, like, when I will be working over, but I'll be making up for it. Like, I've set a certain amount of time that I'll work in a day. So that's helping. And then the other part of it is with my kids, then I'll say, we're going to spend so much family time together. And I know it's like sounds really rigid, but I'm trying to say, okay, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. And then I'll just say, okay, guys, we're going to leave and we're going to go out and we're going to do something. And then they're like, what? We're going to do that? So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
So it does sound like you're creating a new awareness and pattern for yourself and taking action with that.
Yeah. Like I signed the kids up for swimming, and every Friday we've been going to swimming. Like I just stopped working. I haven't been putting in my time on time. I haven't been getting like nasty emails, and I just said, I don't care. I'm not doing it.
Hmm. That's something new, Dana.
Yeah. And I have a commitment to take them to class. Like, so I just said, I'm doing that.
Wow. So what do you know about yourself now that you didn't a month ago?
So what we've always been talking about, my family is my priority. And I just said, they are my priority and I'm making them my priority. So that's it. And I'm spending the time with them.
Wow.
And I have to show them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're truly honoring your family, and that seems to be one of those non-negotiables.
Right.
That is really helping to drive change. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So given all that we've talked about so far, what's important for you now to have clarity about by the end of our time together?
I think the other thing is, so in this role, so I think one of the things I'm a perfectionist, and I want to be better at, I want to, I don't know how to say it. I want to be, like, really be better at making sure I can organize, like, get everything I need to get done. And because I try to put everything in its box, like, make sure I get everything, you know, the way it should be done. But then also making time for, like, the next step. Like, because I have so much I have to do and get organized. And there's so much I want to do. Like, I can see the next thing. Like, I know this needs to get done. Like, I have so much I want to do. But I think I sometimes get stuck in the details, and I don't want that. Like, I don't want to get stuck in the details. There's so much I see that needs to happen. How do I get there? Like, I know I can get there. And I document it all, and I make decision trees, and I can get there. I think the hindrance is I don't know how. I don't know who to reach out to. I don't have that support. I don't have the power in the position that I'm in. How do I get there? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what do you hope to have by the end of this session that you don't have now?
Maybe it's just clarity on, I think I have all of the tools. Like, I have the brain power. I have the decision of making ability. I think it's because I have so much on my plate and I'm trying to get things off. And I'm trying to. Maybe that's what it is.
And what is that?
Like, at work. You know what I mean? At work, I have so much on my plate. Like, I'm trying, like, we're trying to get there. Everybody's trying to get it off my plate. Maybe it's just, the delegation, and I need to reach out more. But everybody here has so much on their plate. So I don't know how to do it.
So where would clarity help you most in this?
I think if I knew, for instance, I had a meeting today with upper management, and I said, if there was an overall product manager for platform and that we had a committee for all of the heads of product management, and we could all meet, which I plan on proposing, because this would meet with another, it aligns with this other product manager's, it's on his goal. This actually aligns with the goal that he has. So if I can align with him, even though I'm just me, and this is my plan, if I can align with him and he puts it as a part of a goal he has to achieve for the year on his performance review, then we could do that. And we could create this committee. And then they're like, oh, Dana, then you can create all of the agendas for it. I'm like, I could do that, sure. But I'm just me. You know what I mean? I mean, not that I'm just me, but this is something we should do as a company, you know? Why aren't we doing this as a company? That's my question. We should have a product advisory board, not just for the customers to talk about their issues, but internally. That seems kind of crazy that we don't. We have it for every other product, every other module. Why don't we have it for all of the modules to meet with the platform team? That seems like a gap.
So as you were talking about that, I really felt your energy and your passion. Like, you got pretty animated there. So what's important to you about creating this product advisory board?
So, I am talking to them about that, and our VP. So, and that's why I got this role, actually. I mean, that's why they created it for me, because I have brought this to their attention for months, and I just haven't had the time. I mean, I just got this role in August, but I haven't had time to dedicate to it because I've had so many other things going on. The reason why what happens is when all of the other features and the releases come out, all of the other teams implement this on their own. That's why you see some of the features go out, and they make sense for each of the modules, but any of the downstream impacts, may not make sense for some of the other modules. But platform encompasses everything. Like role-based permission impacts every single module. So like if a customer has a user ID conversion or an instance refresh or things like that, that needs to take, and keep in mind every module because it impacts everything. So we should be meeting with all of the other module heads, the product managers from each of the modules to talk about these things, you know? And then we never had somebody like me in place. There hasn't been one. And there are product managers for each of these modules and each of the platform pieces, but there's no overall arching person responsible for all of them. There's individuals, but they don't all like meet and talk to each other. So like they talk, they have the platform IRRs, like the one voice calls, where they talk about here's what's happening in platform. They do talk about that during release, but they don't get together and talk about here's what we're going to implement and here's how it impacts the different parts of platform with each other. They just talk about their individual pieces.
Yeah.
So for me as a customer, as a former customer, that doesn't make sense to me. And that also doesn't make sense to me as a consultant, you know, implementing the product.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at things. I don't look at things as an engineer who's creating the product, looking at one piece of the product or a certain module of the product, and that's how they look at it. And that's how it was described to me. And I said, well, that doesn't make sense to me as how I'm talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's how they look at it. But I said, no, sorry, I don't agree.
So that sounds, I mean, so many things going on, it sounds like, in your head about where you are right now. And you have, it sounds like you're thinking of this work-life balance. You're thinking of the possibilities for the future. You're thinking about the support and transition. And I still want to kind of take you back to clarity. So what would be in service to you? Like, what's most meaningful for you to focus on now? So it's really in hope of getting an outcome for you by the end of our time.
Well, I think I feel really good about the work-life balance. I mean, it's going to be a struggle for a while getting the work balanced out, but I think I have a better handle on it than I did when we first started talking.
Great.
So I think my family feels better about it, and I feel better about it, and I will be working on that. My manager leaving was a glitch for me, but I've been through that so many times. So, I mean, from FedEx, it was like the revolving door. And then, you know, since I've been here, it's been sort of the same thing. I mean, I've had, I think, three managers since I've been here too. So it's unexpected, but it's a change and I'm used to change. So, you know, we'll see who I get. If it's a terrible manager, then we might have another discussion.
Can
but,
I hear that?
Yeah. I think in that aspect, I'll be fine. I think what I need to do is probably just, I have so many things I want to do, and that's the problem. I think that's the biggest problem. There's so much to do, and there's so many things I want to do, I don't know where to start.
Mm.
That's the problem.
Okay.
I see so many things that need to be done that I'd like to do.
So by the end of this session, would it be helpful if you had clarity around where to start?
Yeah. I know. Okay. You keep asking me the same question. I don't know.
That's okay. It's being with I don't know. That's part of the fun.
Yeah.
So at the end, if I were to ask you where you're starting and be able to identify a few things, would that be success for you?
Yeah.
Okay. And what makes this a high priority? So what's so important to you about having that starting place?
If I have a starting place, it will tell me at the end
mm-hmm.
that I do have clarity, that I have a strategy, and I also have been able to say no.
Okay. Great.
Which I've been doing more.
Great. Excellent. So what else do you think, if anything, needs to be addressed in order for this to be successful for you or for us to gain that starting place?
Well, I need to meet with there's multiple teams here, so I need to, sit down, write up, there's different things I need to do, and that's get some of the work off of my plate this week, and then just sit down and document some of these things, and once I do that, I can pass some of this off. So that's sort of getting some of this off of me, and then some of the work will go to the next step. It will come back to me, but it will go to the next step, which will be helpful. So
Okay. Basically
what happens is a lot of people don't know how to do this, and I do.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get more people with the knowledge transfer, and that's what I'm trying to do. So there's a whole team and that they just created now in Pittsburgh that I'm going to be training.
Hmm.
So, which will be great. So they can do it.
Yeah.
So, but I need to create job aids and the intake system. Like right now there's not an intake system for this. So, but I have to figure that out and get it approved by the different, groups of how this all gets, a system to intake it, but people arguing about that. So I'm doing all of this research and documentation ahead of time, but I have multiple different, data migration and user ID conversions and instance refreshes, and then people arguing about the intake process. So it's multiple things.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So how does all of that connect to the outcome of starting place?
So the starting place would be, is there a way? So the ultimate starting place would be to create a jam page, have a way for people to have transparency of how do you engage with us to start that process and have your project implemented and then work through it. And then are there standard projects that go to this other team that's in Pittsburgh, or are there more complex projects that come over to professional services? And then all three of those, data migrations, user ID conversions, and then instance refresh, would no longer, for the most part, come to professional services, which is my group, would most of them go over to that Pittsburgh group. But it depends on the type of project. Like if it's a standard one, which then I will first create a checklist or something for the customer to fill out, that would determine what type of project it is, a standard or complex.
Mm.
So somebody has to review that.
Yeah. So it sounds like you talked about this ultimate, this jam page, and I'm just going to run this by you. That sounded very much a starting place for your customers, but what's the starting place for you, Dana, to move forward and gain clarity and say no and know that you have a strategy? Are they connected or not?
So the first thing that I have to do is I think I need to make a decision tree
okay.
to document all of this, because there's different intake processes. The no part is I have other work that's being asked of me. So I've been saying no to that other work, and then there's other issues there. So that's the hard part. That's where the no comes in, that initial stuff. Then the strategy is how to get that work done, or do I not do that work to get that done and just continue with those projects for now until I have time to get all of that documented and get those people to approve what needs to be approved until I can get that stuff completed, because it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the only parts of this project, you know, that I have to do, because there's multiple things within each of those projects. So
it sounds like there's a Dana to be list and a Dana to do list.
Yeah.
So tell me more about the who you need to be as a starting point.
I think I need to be, I think I need to put on, like, what I've been trying to do is put on, like, two hats.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the consultant on one hat, working through, like, my day, and I've been trying to manage my calendar with my customers, like, throughout the day. And then the other hat is my pep hat, like, working through that. And then on this, and then I have, like, another hat where I'm trying to be sort of, like, it's not really a PM, but it's, like, a some sort of a, like, a higher level hat, thinking, like, strategy, like,
mm-hmm.
for long term. How can we get this to work, like, minimal effort, get this done, work with all of these leaders, and think higher level. Like, how can we get this to work for platform, all of these modules? That's higher than what, like, a PEP, I would think, would think about. Because I'm working with, like, VPs and across SAP.
Hmm.
And what would they think? And I don't know, because I'm not in those meetings. But I'm trying to talk with them about this and strategize.
Yeah.
So that's sort of what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
But I don't have time right now to do all those things.
So you're wearing a lot of hats. Which hat are you most passionate about wearing?
Well, I am not sure. I like all of the hats. I don't have time really for the consultant hat as much. If I'm really concerned about the platform stuff, I don't have time to do the consultant role as good as I want to. But that's what I'm doing, because I still have customer jobs, so I have to do it. That's the issue, is that I'm still doing those jobs. And my PEPS role, there is, I'm needed for those jobs. But this role, because we don't have a product lead, needs me over there. But I don't have enough knowledge to do everything, and I don't have enough power to do everything that that other role needs me to do at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm trying to cross a line that I can't cross, but I'm trying to reach I'm trying to do the things that I want to do, but I can't reach it.
Mm. Well, imagine yourself on that line. If you were there, which of these hats now becomes most important?
Probably the product, because that would influence everyone.
Okay. And then what about the other hats?
Well, I'd have to give it up.
Yeah. So how is this conversation helping you to gain insights or learning about that starting place?
Well, I mean, I've eventually seen myself going over to product if there was an opening. I've been thinking about it. And I've also been, like, weaning away from those customers that I was staying for.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. And I've been telling them, no, a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where are you now? We're kind of getting close to nearing the end and really want to understand what you're learning about yourself or what you are gaining clarity about.
So even though I really care about my customers, like one-on-one, it doesn't mean that I can't move on to a different role.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, there is room to grow and do other things, and I'm not afraid to do that.
Mm.
So if that did come up and, you know, they were looking for someone in platform, I would go there.
Yeah. And you talked about decision tree and too much on your plate. So where are you now in terms of prioritizing?
They've been asking me, like, can you take this on or can you take that on? And I've been saying no.
Mm.
So I've been saying no a lot. Like before, I would volunteer more. And that's what I've been working with my manager about, not taking on things. So I haven't taken on really hardly any new work for months, because I knew that this role was coming. But the problem is those last customers have been crazy, like they need change orders. They should have closed out, but they haven't. And that's why I still have these customers with this role. It's not that they're crazy. It's just that the job has had many issues. So the customer isn't. It's the actual project has been issue after issue for these particular jobs. So. You know, I've had to either manage, like, the one job, it was a standalone LMS job, and they had issues with the single sign-on for LMS. LMS has its own single sign-on, and then I integrated them with BizX and LMS, and then there were issues with that. So, and it had nothing to do with that, so I had to call other consultants in, but I ended up project managing that project. And it's been sort of crazy. So they were supposed to go into production last week, and they couldn't. So I still have them. So it has nothing to do with the implementation went wrong or anything like that. It's just other issues that have come up because of things that were done during their implementation that they need to like re-update their connector and things like that. So it has just things that happen. So it just weird, quirky things.
Yeah, understand.
So, yeah. But it's delaying, like, my work from this job.
Yeah, it's taking a toll.
Yeah.
So how much closer are you to being able to articulate the one, two, or three actions that you want to take as your starting point?
Well, that's the other part of this is because I'm the one of the only ones who really know, like, these issues for this specific thing, like the user ID conversions and the data migrations. This is the only thing I'm working on. Like, I'm working on role-based permissions and mobile and those things. That to document all this and get the right people in the room and trying to gather the people and, like, figuring out who the right people are and not knowing who they are, it's going to take me more time to do all of that, to figure it out and get all of that. So I think that what I'm going to have to do is just do it within the next couple of weeks instead of it being, or just work through, like, because we have like 20 user ID conversions a month. That's a lot. So, and if I'm one of the main people that's doing it, I'm only one person. So assigning that to me specifically and, like, having me scope it and then working on it and working with operations to get it done, that takes time away from me being able to document or do any of that additional work. So I either have to just say, I'm setting aside time right now. I'm just going to do it and work through it and then build the JAM page and all of that and just say, it's happening, and then get it all approved by all those people while I'm working through it, or just say, I have to wait until a couple of these go through. So I need to just decide I'm doing it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And so what's holding you back from deciding?
I have to gather all the data and talk with the different groups. So that's what I've been doing, is gathering all of that up front and figuring out who everyone is, because the worst thing that we do here is just say, here's a process, send it out to everyone, and then just say, you're getting on board. And I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing for the past 2 weeks, is just meeting with the different people and gathering the information. And then next week was when I was going to document everything and get it out there. So
yes.
It's not a delay. It's just I just want to make sure I reached out to as many people as I could that I knew were involved. And we change people so much here. Not everyone, but people have changed roles lately. So,
yeah. Well, I really hear there's a tension. It seems like, you know, you talked about starting line and knowing what to do next. I really hear you speaking to the actions you need to take next, yet there's this underpinning of how long that thing will take and your ability to do it. And so I'm wondering if it is not about the what you need to do next, but coming to terms with how to go about and can I get it done to my standards. And
right.
I just want to bounce that off of you and see what's true for you.
Well, it could be that.
Hmm.
It could be that. I think it's Well, I do like to bounce things off of people, and that thing, the other thing is that things here change, and I don't want to put something out there that it's going to change because I didn't know who to talk to. That's the only other thing. That's my concern.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
And the other main concern is I don't know everyone, and is there somebody working on something like in engineering that I don't know, and because I didn't know them, is this the ultimate, or operations, not engineering, but operations, that there's something that I didn't catch. Now, I have been working on these for years, so I should know everyone, but, you know, just in case.
Mm.
And that's why I wanted to meet with all these people, just to make sure we do have transparency. So, but I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty diligent, but just in case. I mean, there's, you know, the people here, they all travel. They talk to everyone, and that's not an excuse. It's just things here change. So it's just, I mean, we do have this where it goes out to everyone, and we all talk about it. So that's why I wanted to make sure it was, I made it aware. But I'm new in this role, so I didn't want to be like, The first initiative, it goes out, and then they're like, no, that's not what we are agreeing to.
Mm.
So.
But. All right. So we're about to the end, so I'm just wondering if you could recap, you know, what did you want from this coaching session, and what did you actually get?
So what we were talking about was the patterns. So I've been working to break those patterns,
mm-hmm.
and I feel good about that. And the other thing is that with the clarity, I'm going to be working on that. So I think my main concern is I need to write down everything that I want to work towards before the end of the time that we meet, and then sort of strategize what is the priority.
Okay.
And once I do that, I'll have more clarity for myself, and then have a strategy to work what I want to work towards first, and then say, okay, if there's, what is the priority? Working through getting these customers off my plate, working through getting these initiatives for the platform group, and then if there are discrepancies, how can I work towards it? Because that'll help me.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to do it all myself.
That's a brilliant observation, Dana. So what will increase your chance of success? On what you just spoke about.
So reaching, so what my plan is to reach out and talk with these other groups that I've been talking with, and you know, what are my options? First of all, I don't know what all of my options are. And what other projects are going on, like the one I was talking about with that group. Can we get that group together? Because until I know, I won't know how, you know, who can help, if we can get other teams together, and if there are more people that can work on it other than me.
Mm. Okay. So it sounds like that relationship, leaning on your relator talent and building those connections, really will help give you the information so you can proceed with that prioritization process you spoke of. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Is there any sort of accountability or support that you need at this point?
I don't think so. I mean, I will be accountable to myself, and I'm also accountable to there. We have a PEPS team, so I'm accountable to them for these things getting done. So, yeah, I'm accountable for that.
Okay, excellent. And just for you personally, like, what did you learn about you through this conversation?
I take a lot on.
Uh-huh. And how is that feeling you?
It's not. I have a lot of ideas. I just, I want to get them done. I have been, like, talking about them to upper management, but then nothing comes back. Like, nobody says anything. So then I'm like, okay, so there's nothing here. So does that mean I have to do it? Because nobody, you know, I mean, my manager's leaving, so she's not going to be able to do anything about it. And then she said, oh, why don't you try this person? And then that person says, oh, I don't know, because you don't have anybody. I'm like, okay. So then I try another person, and they said, well, why don't you talk to this person? And then they don't say anything. So then who else is going to get it going but me?
So it's noticing that sense of ownership you have and your commitment to change.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just boggles my mind. I even went to our VP, and he was just like, yeah, we don't have that, but didn't do anything about it. And I thought, well, that just boggles my mind. But I will get back on him, too.
I hear that.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you want to say before we end the session?
No.
Okay. So I think we're scheduled for next week.
Yeah.
Great. So I'm looking forward to hearing how things unfold, if that's important. And I know you will do exactly what you said because you are accountable and you're so creative and have such amazing ideas. So ideate away, friend.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, you too. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.